But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. What a great commitment, a statement and blessing to have a household to serve the Lord. Have we ever thought of that statement and gone, thinking that you are the only one in your household who knows Jesus? Or perhaps your family do know him. You are concerned for your children, your wives, your husbands, your brothers, sisters, your aunts, your uncles, friends, parents, work colleagues. The list sometimes feels endless. To have everyone we know to know Jesus would be perfect and make ourselves feel a little happier that Jesus is in their lives. Before we begin to look at this, I just want to say that Jesus knows. When we first become a new Christian, everything is clear, isn't it? The difference from your old self to your new self. As Jesus said, you don't put new wine in old wineskins. So we are brand new vessels. You want others to experience the same, don't we? But in our own home, that's quite hard if we are the only one. We want everyone else to know Jesus now. We have to learn patience, as God was no doubt patient with us. In Timothy it says, God desires for all men to be saved, to come to the knowledge of the truth. However, looking and comparing ourselves to others who seem to have the houses in order can put us under pressure to do the same. Preparation for our households. The Bible gives us guidance on how to prepare our children for the road ahead. In Proverbs it says, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will never turn from it. Teaching our children the understanding of who Jesus is and what he has done and how much they mean to him. Mark records the event when Jesus instructed the disciples to allow the children to come to him, and he took them in his arms and he blessed them. The Bible has many stories and teachings that are important to hand on to our children. Jesus is our Savior is a good one. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Don't lean on your own understanding. Trust in him and he will make your path straight. Prayer, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Love one another. That also means your siblings. I can relate to the older, younger brother syndrome. I always used to get my older brother into trouble. You know, butter wouldn't melt, would it? I'm pretty sure that Sharon can tell a few tales, actually. Yeah. But one of my favourite proverbs that we used to speak to our children was, let someone else praise you and not your own mouth, an outsider and not your own lips. We used to rephrase that too, do blow your nose, not your own trumpet. But remember that we all have free will and will ultimately make daily decisions that are based around our foundations. But that still doesn't stop us from wandering off. It just builds the foundations. Jesus is our cornerstone on which we build our house. Isaiah refers to Jesus as the cornerstone. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Say, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic. Jesus reminds us of this in Matthew when he talks about the wise and foolish builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because its foundations on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Therefore, we need to build our homes with Christ as its cornerstone and let the love of Christ flow through our families. That moves nicely into family. The chapel here is extremely blessed, as all I see is one great big loving family that love Jesus. The word family, feed all members in loving Yahweh. Say that again. Feed all members in loving Yahweh. As elders, ministers, friends, we are here to help our family grow in loving Jesus and to encourage each other to learn, move forward, help, pray, support, and to serve. Each one of us reflects what Christ has asked us to do, which is to love one another as Christ loved us. But we must not remain in the harbor. We must be prepared to sail out into the ocean, safe in the knowledge that Christ is with us. However, I bring our focus back to me and my house will serve the Lord. We are that family that are building a house with others where others can come and we will serve. In our households, we have challenges and must not expect others to understand what Jesus means to us and to not get disappointed when it appears that our words are rejected. Let them see the positive impact of your faith firsthand in your approach to life. Ask God for the right words and to give opportunities to display your faith. Even in my own family, I tried for many years to speak to my dad about Jesus with no success. And he met with a complete stranger who brought a message that called him personally. We must be prepared to allow God to work in us at the point that it's needed for others. I call it the alphabet process, the A to Z. We may be at the point in someone's life who is beginning the journey, the A, but not at the point of accepting Christ as their Savior, Z. Our part might just be A, imparting something that enables them to search for B. And someone else will come alongside of them and move them from C to D to E to F, etc. Everyone is at a different stage of their journey to accept Christ. God has a plan, and you may be at the beginning, middle, or ending of helping others learn about Jesus. But we must not worry, but put our faith and trust in God and continually pray. Words of God imparted and spoken to others will not return void. As I mentioned earlier with guiding our children, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Our hope is in Christ and the promises of God. But today's society uses word hope as a way to express uncertainty about the future. A vague desire like, I hope it's not going to rain. But in our case at the moment, I think it might be, I hope it might rain. However, the hope we know is a confident assurance and unwavering certainty that God will fulfill his promises. As I mentioned earlier, God desires for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The reading in Joshua about, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It starts with us. We impart or feed God's word into our households, family, and friends in the knowledge that the word of God doesn't return void. God will then do his work within them and with others along the alphabet journey into getting to know Christ. But remember, each one of us has free will, and it's a choice we make to follow Jesus. But we want as many of our households to have Jesus as their cornerstone for their lives and families. Let them see the positive impact of your faith firsthand in your approach of life. Let us pray a moment. Father, we thank you that we recognize that we need Jesus in our lives. Our desire is to follow you and for all our households to serve you. We recognize that each family friend has their own journey. Father, help them find their way. Help us to be patient, humble, and kind. We ask you to touch those of our families that have gone astray or haven't known you yet. We pray that you will help guide them and others on their alphabet journey. In Jesus' name, amen. I do have a video and song that I would like to play for you to listen to. But before we go into that, I just want to say to all of you here, you are a reflection of Christ. Others will see him in you. They will wonder and question why you are different. Do you know why? You are different as Christ is in you. Nicola, you play the video. What a lovely song. But I just want to say to people here that obviously if you want prayer for anybody within your household, friend, family, we are here at the end to pray with you. If you feel there's someone in your heart that you feel needs to come to know the Lord or is on their journey and you want to be part of that journey, then come and grab an elder or grab a friend and just pray about it at the end. They say through prayer and petition, put your requests to God and then let him change them. So we're just going to stand and sing the next song, which is Cornerstone.